You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. This is Dan Keller, and this show was first aired November 21st, 2023. Over 8,000 renters have registered their units with Acorn's Rental Registry since the grassroots social and economic justice organization launched their map-based online database at the end of the summer. Acorn Ontario told CKMS News in a statement that, quote, "The rental registry will track rising rents across the province," unquote, which they say will, quote, "lead to better publicly available housing data that can help protect and create more affordable housing," unquote. Today's show features interviews with Acer Bonaparte, the chair of Acorn Waterloo Region, which, since its launch earlier this year, has focused primarily on tenant rights and housing issues. Additionally, CKMS speaks with Jordy Dent of the Federation of Metro Tenants Associations, a nonprofit organization founded in 1974, which advocates for better rights for tenants. The show also includes comments that the Acorn Ontario chapter provided to CKMS News. Acorn Ontario told CKMS News that the registry was created by the Montreal-based nonprofit Vivre en Ville, saying, quote, "The registry was first introduced in Quebec and has over 30,000 rents voluntarily registered. The rental registry is easy, quick, and secure, as it was designed to be compliant with SOC2 cybersecurity standards," unquote, standards that meet requirements for governmental use. According to rentals.ca, which has for years tracked such data, average rents across the country are still rising at over $100 a month, with a one-bedroom apartment in Waterloo averaging $1,944 a month in October. Two-bedroom apartments are now averaging $2,543 a month in Waterloo, nearly a 15% increase from last year at the same time. While many provinces have some form of rent control, in Ontario, since Doug Ford dismantled the existing system in 2018, that control comes in the form of a 2.5% maximum allowable increase to the rent after a 12-month period. However, the Landlord and Tenant Board, an arm of Ontario's legal system, often allows this maximum to be exceeded after being convinced by a landlord's request. As Jordy Dent explains, the board approves the above guideline increase, quote, "in the neighborhood of 90 to 95% of the time," unquote. Additionally, the maximum increase also does not apply between tenants, meaning the landlord can increase the rent any amount they want on new tenants once the old ones move out. The Landlord and Tenant Board does not specifically track how often they approve above-guideline increases, and their 2022-2023 report has a lot of incomplete data. A brief review of cases by CKMS News centering on above-guideline increases on the Canadian Legal Information Institute, where all such cases are listed, reveals the 10 most recent cases were all decided in favor of the landlord, with the majority declaring, quote, "the landlord justified a rent increase above the guideline because of capital expenditures," unquote. While above-guideline increases continue to have harmful effects on renters, Acorn Ontario told CKMS News the registry will provide, quote, "greater transparency for renters so they can make informed decisions about where they choose to live," unquote. The statement concluded, quote, "better housing data can help inform stronger affordable housing policies, like those supported by Ontario Acorn's Real Rent Control Program. Over time, the registry will clearly show that rents increase astronomically in between tenancies on units that aren't subject to rent control, and as a result of above-guideline rent increases. These loopholes in our current rent control laws create incentives for landlords to renovict or demovict their tenants, or neglect repairs until tenants get fed up and leave," unquote. Now for the interviews, starting with Acer Bonaparte of Acorn Waterloo Region, who responds to how the rental registry will be used to meet Acorn's goals and what local response to the registry has been so far.
My name is Acer Bonaparte. I am the chair of Waterloo Region Acorn. In the region, we've had close to 800 people sign up on the rental registry. And that's been great. Across the province, we've nearly registered 8,000 rents in just 2 months. We partnered with Vivre en Ville from Quebec. That means that across Quebec and Ontario, we have over 30,000 rents registered now. And what it will accomplish is having greater transparency for renters so they can make informed decisions about where they choose to live. And better public housing data will expose rent gouging and how quickly rents are rising, making the public and decision makers more aware of the urgency of the crisis tenants are facing. And over time, the rental registry will track the increases in rents of individual units. This data will ensure tenants are not being charged more than the legal amount in cases where tenants' rights are often not respected, because right now it's really hard to track that. Like, unless you know the person who was renting that place before, it's hard to know if it was an above guideline increase.
Acer was asked how the registry fits into Acorn's larger strategies and campaigns, and how the tool will be used to pressure government policy.
Right now, as far as I know, it's more of a tool we're using, but it ties directly into our real rent control campaign. Over time, we know the registry will show that the retail has been increasing, or the rents have been increasing astronomically between tenancies. So our campaign, the Real Rent Control campaign, is demanding that rent control be applied to all units, vacancy controls, which is a cap on how much landlords can increase between tenants, to ban above guideline increases as they become a tool for landlords to circumvent rent control. And it will show that we need a complete overhaul of the landlord-tenant board because it's become an eviction factory. So it's basically a proof of concept for the fact that rents are out of control and landlords are taking advantage of the system. Through this, we can prove to the lawmakers and they can't feign ignorance.
Any bits about the rental registry that you think are really innovative?
One of the things about it is, obviously, you have to put in where you live, but you don't have to tie it to your name or anything. So it's relatively anonymous. And I really do think it's cool that we are partnered with an organization in Quebec who has been doing this for a lot longer than us. So we were able to hit the ground running a lot faster and not have to worry so much about creating the registry, the website, all by ourselves.
That's definitely room for growth, too, to have that right across the country while having the call for national rent control.
Definitely.
Finally, the show shifts to Jordy Dent of the Federation of Metro Tenants Associations. Dent was first asked why landlords are requesting AGIs.
You have to understand that landlords, you know, doing capital maintenance is like a normal part of doing business. And so obviously when you're collecting rent, part of it is going to go to that and you've got to plan for it. But for some reason, the law allows landlords to get this extra bit of rent on top of the rent that they already have, which improves the equity of their building. And then they get tax credits for like the construction work that tenants ended up paying for. we call it quadruple dipping. The main reason why they do it is because it's obscenely profitable. And you can actually, like, they're very open about this. If you go to, for example, CAPREIT, one of the publicly traded real estate investment trust, if you go into their quarterly reports, they say, you know, strongest growth is coming from, you know, the markets of, British Columbia and Ontario. In Ontario, or also, you know, taking advantage of Aggies. Like, they put it right in the profit report. Again, that's pretty much all Aggies are about. They're about vacuuming money out of people's pockets and putting it into a landlord's pockets. It's not a great system.
Jordy Dent then responded to a question about the effects of above-guideline rent increases on renters and how often AGIs get approved.
I mean, they're brutal. The way our system's set up, and I was setting it up this way, it's not the way I do it, but the way it's mostly set up is that people get inflationary increases. They get a rent that they pay and it'll go up by the rate of inflation, which, you know, has been recently very high, but which is historically for the last 20 years has been relatively low. And there were caps on it. So, you know, there didn't used to be, but I think the Wynne government years ago put a cap on it. So that's the max it'll go to. When you get an Aggie, it just compounds this. So all of a sudden, instead of paying, you know, 2%, you're now paying 5%. And you're paying it almost every year in some instances. You know, people get this massive increase and, you know, their wages are not going up. So all of a sudden it cuts into their, you know, the amount of money they have just to spend on their own lives. They're now just giving over to a landlord and not for any like tangible improvements, just to maintain the base, you know, the same standard of living they had before. And again, they're having to pay through the nose for this. They don't get any benefit out of it. Usually what they have to do is live through like 2 years of horrible construction. And they don't get any money off their rent for that. So they go through like construction hell for a long period of time. And at the end of it, they get a bill having to pay for it. That's how it works in Ontario. And recently they've for reasons I'll never understand, have exported that to British Columbia as well.
Landlords have to apply for AGIs from the Landlord Tenant Board. What's the success rate, or how often do these get approved?
It's probably in the neighborhood like 95%. The law is set up to allow these. There are some instances where you can fight a landlord and stop them. A lot of people you've seen in the media over the last like 10 years have been doing a lot of strong organizing around above guideline rent increases as well, just as a kind of an organizing tactic. We're not only going to fight you in the courts, but we're also going to try to hold our rent and try to get you to do some basic things that we want rather than you getting this just kind of pass through rent increase. Again, like the vast majority of these are approved, although many of them are mediated settlements. So, you know, tenants can try to negotiate to get the money down. And we help them, have helped them do that for almost 20 years. And we only have saved about like a percent on average off the rent for folks. But, you know, that goes a long way. And that's just an average, right? You know, a lot of buildings get more sometimes and you're able to organize and get other things included. But yeah, they're also great organizing opportunities because they piss people off. They're kind of absurd and egregious. So you can get in there and kind of also deal with maybe other issues in the building to try to help people organize to fight those as well.
Finally, Dent talks about the benefits of the rental registry.
I think that's actually a great idea. I'm sure it's set up in a way that like kind of keeps your privacy. The important thing with these things that are really helpful is it really helps people show the kind of levels of growth of rent that are happening. And it helps people either try to negotiate with a landlord when you're dealing with that, but it also will show you some of the astronomical kind of increases that are happening out there right now. The big benefit of a rental registry, and again, the government used to have one, and again, there's no reason we can't set one up right now ourselves, is that you can use that as a basis to bring on a vacancy control. This is the type of rent control they have in a few provinces in Canada. Quebec has it. It's one of the reasons why Quebec's got historically lower rents. And we used to have it in Ontario. And again, a rent registry is one of the core parts of that. So I'm, you know, very supportive of Acorn doing something like that. Hope it leads to a kind of a broader rent registry. We need to track these kinds of egregious rent increases that are going on out there right now.
You have been listening to interviews with Acer Bonaparte of Acorn Waterloo Region and Jordy Dent of the Federation of Metro Tenants Associations, discussing, among other things, skyrocketing rent, approvals for above-guideline increases to rent, and Acorn's new rental registry. With a growing database of over 8,000 apartments listed in Ontario since the late summer launch, Acorn hopes the registry will be another tool for renters to use to pressure governments and landlords over the affordability of housing. Any tenant in Ontario or Quebec can voluntarily submit their monthly rental costs through the form on rentalregistry.ca. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.